I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. In Acts 20, Paul gives a final message to the church at Ephesus, knowing that he was headed to Jerusalem and that he would not see them again this side of heaven. Paul reminds his friends that he had come to them with humility, with tears, and with temptations. He had held nothing back from them, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul knew that he had to go to Jerusalem, for the Spirit of God was urging him to go. He also knew that bonds and afflictions were ahead, for the Spirit of God told him that this would happen. Paul was determined to complete all that God had planned for him, no matter what. Verse 24 is Paul's statement of faith. But I do not consider my life of any account as dear to myself, in order that I may finish my course and the ministry which I have received from the Lord Jesus to testify solemnly of the gospel of the grace of God. This was Paul's aim since he had become a follower of Jesus Christ, to give his whole life, to accomplish all that Christ had called him to do, to be found complete in him, to finish the race. Later, Paul would write to Timothy these words, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith." Paul had once told the church at Corinth to run in such a way that you may win, testifying that this was how he himself was living. 1 Corinthians 9:26. "Therefore I run in such a way as not without aim." He would give his whole life, his whole self, even at the expense of his own body, lest possibly after I have preached to others, I myself should be disqualified. We find similar language in Hebrews 12:1. "Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." The older I get, the more I think about running this race, the race that God has set before me. I do want to finish my course, to fight the good fight. But as I look back at my life, I wonder if I have been even half as determined as Paul urged us to be. What have I held back? Have I run without aim? Have I done all that Christ has called me to do? Will I also be able to say that I have considered my life as no account for the sake of the gospel? If you are young, I urge you not to waste any of the life that God has given you, to take aim with your life, to fully commit your life to Jesus, to serve the Lord no matter where life takes you, no matter what troubles might come your way. Learn from Paul. Run in a way that will win, that will put aside anything that keeps you from running with endurance. God will provide all that is needed so that you will be able to say with Paul, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith." Father, let it be so. The Daily Thread is a podcast from the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or at our website, zaccma.org.